to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we gather here in your house, surrounded by brothers and sisters of faith, those whom we can see with our eyes and those whom we know are present in our hearts. We thank you for that great cloud of witnesses which suffered and endured so much for the sake of their faith. We thank you for that call which reminds us of the power you give us to conquer this world. Open our hearts to your word, to your spirit, to your will. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
As the gospel lessons are assigned for each Sunday, there are some that are often easy to embrace, and then there are ones like today where the words may be difficult for us to hear. As I thought about these words, I remember two stories of people who were part of my journey of faith. I want to share those stories with you today. The names will be different. Denny was a young man in his 30s. When a friend from work asked him if he would like to go on a mission trip with some members of the church. Now, Denny's first reaction was to politely decline the invitation. Besides thinking that he did not have any particular skills that would be useful on the trip, he really did not want to travel to that part of the world. But his friend at work continued gently urging him to go. And though it wasn't something he often did, Denny prayed. And he felt the Spirit tugging him. Now his family and friends, they were somewhat of an obstacle for him. They kept asking him, why in the world would he want to do such a thing, even give up 1 week of his vacation to go to some place like that? But the more Denny learned about the trip, the more intrigued he became. Seeing that Dennis would be going along with them to provide some free dental care for many of the youth in the village who had never even seen a dentist or knew what one was. A couple of nurses were going along to provide some medical care. There were some teachers, and the rest would go to provide support and do some needed repair work in the clinic and in the huts in the village. So Denny ended up going, and his week there went fast. He sat and talked with the patients as they waited to see the dentist or the medical nurses. Sometimes he would play with the children. He would hold them during their exams. He got to meet a lot of folks as he worked on their houses and at the clinic. And he saw human need in a way he had never seen before. Once Denny got back home, he started collecting items to take with him on the next mission trip. He told his buddies at the gym, who began contributing some of their clothing and money to support what he needed to take for the next trip. I need to do something better with my life, he kept telling them. So then he began to set aside money from his weekly paycheck to help with another mission trip. I'm saving up for something better, he would say. But there were some in his family We thought Denny had gone overboard. Now, they had always been members of a church and had attended worship on Sundays every once in a while, but this was getting out of hand, they told Denny. And the straw that broke the camel's back was when Denny informed his parents he wouldn't be attending the annual family reunion the next summer. "I'm so sorry, Mom and Dad," he said, "but it happens this year to be on the same week that the mission trip is scheduled for." And from that moment on, Denny felt a little tension between him and his parents. Actually, he got some overt resentment from some of his aunts and uncles and cousins. "Well, let him go on that trip," one of them said. "Next time, we won't even bother to invite him. Let's see what he thinks about that." About a month before school started, a middle schooler who I knew, we'll call her Nicole, she attended a servant trip with some friends of hers who were in the youth group. And instead of sleeping on a bed or in a hotel room, she slept in a sleeping bag on the floor of the church. And instead of being driven everywhere in a car, she had to actually walk 6 blocks from the church to the center where they were going to be serving. She spent an entire morning in an old, dingy, non-air-conditioned warehouse down on the coast, sorting through boxes of donated food and repacking it into cases that could be distributed to people's homes. She looked at some of the boxes she was packing and the amount of food in there, and she thought about all the food in her kitchen back at her house. She wondered how a family could actually live off such a small amount of food in a box. And she was surprised, she said, when she saw how the youth group, while they were there at that church, tried to recycle everything they could, wouldn't throw anything in the trash, drink cans, plastic bottles, little cereal boxes, almost everything. How they kept talking about caring for God's creation. And she didn't really get it at first when it came time for the youth to go to the store to buy their food for their meals, and the youth were talking about how little they could spend. Instead of getting everything they wanted, what they could get by with, and how they could buy the store brands instead of the fancy name brands, all in order to have as much money left over from what they had raised with all their fundraisers to be able to buy some extra food for the pantry. She had never really heard people talk about things like that before, or think in such a way. And she couldn't believe what happened the night when they went to Broadway at the beach for some fun for a few hours. All the vacationers in the stores were buying things left and right. She picked up something too, as many of the other youth did. She asked her group friend, Don't you want one of these?" He said something that shocked her. He said, "Well, no, I don't want to spend that much." She said, "But you got $20. I know your grandparents gave it to you." He said, "Yes, I got $20, but you know I'm saving $2 to put in the bucket offering back at the church. I always do that when anybody gives me any money, to say thanks to God and help other people." She had never heard of such a thing. And she remembered thinking about all that again that night when the youth gathered around to share Holy Communion on the beach. When they talked about Jesus had blessed them to be a servant for others. She said she wanted to share with her family all the things she had experienced on the trip and invite them to start doing some of these things on their own. "We're going to do something better," she said. But when she got home and told her parents, they just said, "Well, that's nice, Nicole, but all that stuff, it's just too much of a hassle." And every time she would tell them about buying something at the grocery store for the food pantry or say something about an offering, well, they would just look at her and say, "Now that's enough of all that talk. We've got better things to do." two true stories. You know, Jesus has a way of disrupting our lives. Many times when we feel comfortable with ourselves, Jesus challenges us to step out in faith in some new way. And in today's gospel lesson, Jesus forthrightly informs those who would be his followers. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. What is he trying to say? What is he trying to prepare us for? The book of Acts tells us that in Thessalonica, the early believers were accused of, quote, being people who were turning the world upside down. And the reality of Jesus in our lives, the tug of the Spirit in our hearts, well, it can do just that, can't it? Completely turn our own worlds upside down. On one hand, Jesus prays that his believers will be completely one. He prays for peace and unity among all his followers and peace in the world. In the book of Acts, the scriptures describe the first community of believers as a people at peace, having all things in common, sharing everything with everyone in need. And yet at the same time, in the words of today's gospel, Jesus says, our following him may create strife and division. He wants to be honest with us and not sugar. That may seem to be an unusual statement coming from Jesus. The father will be against son, or mother against daughter, or in-laws against in-laws. But sadly, however, because of our human nature, it still proves to be true in the world. Even today, there are many cases of family members being ostracized or even killed for their faith. At the youth gathering in New Orleans a number of years ago, we had a young man from Asia whose family had completely disowned him and would no longer speak to him because he had become a believer. And things like that do not just happen overseas. Sometimes they happen here in our homes, in our world as well. And we must be clear, Jesus is not trying to break up families. But at the same time, as always, Jesus is being honest. And he wants his followers to be prepared for how some others may at times react when our lives are changed completely by his call to love, to forgive, to serve, to follow. When we follow Jesus' footsteps, there may at times be others in our lives who do not truly understand why we do what we do. And yet the miracle and joy of faith, in spite of such division and earthly turmoil, is this. We follow Jesus because, as the author of Hebrews said today, God has provided something better. In Christ Jesus, he has provided the gift of eternal life, kingdom life, abundant life, truly meaningful and purposeful life, fulfilling a promise, a hope, which was given all the way back into that great cloud of witnesses in the Old Testament beyond. As we look at this hurting and broken world around us with all its ongoing acts of injustice, hatred, bigotry, violence, and more, the world is in need. The world is in need of something better. And in spite of any obstacles, in spite of any disruptions it may create in our own personal lives, in spite of the ways it might call us out of our own comfort zones, Jesus reminds us that we have been called to bring this something better to the world. To be God's people. To follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Be uplifted by the love of God and empowered by the Holy Spirit. People who are willing to turn the world upside down. Maybe even to turn our own personal lives upside down if need be. To embrace the Christ-like life of servanthood and grace, of forgiveness and compassion for all the world. In Christ and following Jesus, there is something better, something deeper, something more profound, something more meaningful that we can find from any other source. To use Jesus' phrase from the end of today's gospel lesson, these are the times we live in. How many ever years God is giving you and me to live on this earth, this is your time. It is our time. In the great chain of the cloud of witnesses of generations gone by. This is our time to live, to serve, to give, to love, to forgive, to carry the message of God's peace for the world. That peace which the world cannot give. Hear the words of Scripture from Hebrews today. Surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us therefore each run with perseverance the race. A race even more meaningful, perhaps even requiring more sacrifice than any race that will be completed by any Olympian in these 2 weeks. For it is the race that God is giving us. The race to run with perseverance. So that the hope and grace and forgiveness of God may be known throughout the world. Denny, Cole, many others like them, they have encountered the call of Jesus. May we encounter anew that call each and every day and run with perseverance this race. The race of God, the race of hope, the race of Christ, the race which gives us prize, life, true life, abundant life, eternal life. Amen.